Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers. That is one of the great solutions we have at our fingertips, folks. And we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest, I say the greatest, country on the face of the earth. We're not the greatest because we're better than anybody else. We're the greatest because we follow the principles of God Almighty, who is above government, in case you didn't know. Self-governing based on the laws of God is the key to success. De Tocqueville wisely toured America back in the day and said, you know what? America's great because America's good. Listen carefully. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And that's true for every other country on the planet as well, I might add. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Man, have I got a barn burner show for you today. News the networks refuse to use, oozing out of the broadcast. I'll tell you that right now. We are live 6 days a week, if you didn't know, Monday through Saturday, 2 hours a day. We take to the airwaves and promote God, family, and country, life, liberty, property. We tell you the news the networks refuse to use, and more, all from a constitutional perspective. We're not interested in Republicans or Democrats or liberals or conservatives or any of those labels. We jettison that entirely. When it comes to God, we look towards the scriptures, the Bible, and more. When it comes to family, we look to the traditional God-ordained family, male and female, created he them, welcoming children as a blessing to their relationship of fidelity and stability and safety, the greatest structure on earth for the protection of God Almighty's children, regardless of race or creed or color or any of those things, right? And then for country, we look towards the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. We consider those documents to be the political religion of our nation, ladies and gentlemen, as we, as a unique country, look past bureaucrats and professional do-gooders to God Almighty. And if we, as self-governed individuals, remain moral, remain good, then we will be great indeed. Welcome to the broadcast. Hopefully you understand who we are and what we're about. If you don't, listen a little longer and you'll get it. A quick recap of yesterday's show starts now. We talked to our guest, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org. Phenomenal gentleman. He's the coordinator for the Campaign for Liberty for the state of Utah. Does a phenomenal job, I might add. And we talked about Pelosi is still coming for your guns. Yes, she is, along with a variety of other Democrats, including Joe Biden and more. They're taking the gloves off. The House has already passed two anti-gun bills. What will the Senate do? Will the Republicans have the mojo in the Senate to stop it? You say, well, wait a minute, Sam. They don't have enough majority. They're in the minority. You got that right, but they can filibuster and they can do a lot of things. Just because they don't have all the cards, it doesn't mean they don't have tremendous authority and power. The Democrats stopped a ton of what the Republicans did, right, by twisting arms and getting a few dissenters, and et cetera, et cetera. We need to make sure we use our authority and power as the American people. If we fail in the Senate to defend our right to keep and bear arms, is the Bill of Rights codifying of that truth? Remember, we also have state constitutions across the country that document your God-given inalienable right of self-defense as well. So we pray we hold strong in the Senate and stop it. There's a few Democrats that come to their senses, if you will. We also realize that there's a separation of powers, not only vertically, but horizontally as well. And therefore, the states and their state constitutions can say, you know, I appreciate that you want a federal gun grab, but not happening on my watch. And then we need to turn to the great decision rendered in America, which you probably don't know much about, huh? Because you haven't been told by the mainstream press. That's why we talk about on Liberty Roundtable Live. It's called News the Networks Refuse to Use, baby. That's what it is, right? All right? So listen up, ladies and gentlemen. This is really important to understand. Right? What you need to understand is, folks, This is very, very simple stuff. Let me get this together here so I can highlight this for you appropriately. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to look towards the county sheriff, America's last hope. How a local constitutional county sheriff, that's Richard Mack, beat former President Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. That's right. It's going to be a big presentation coming up. I'll tell you about the details later. But it's going to be, it is, the greatest 10th Amendment decision. It's the greatest states' right decision rendered in U.S. history, folks. We need to rely on that. What happened? It was over guns, too, I might add. And Bill Clinton told the nation and the nation's local officials, you will enact gun control via the Brady Bill. And a little old sheriff from a tiny county in Graham County, Arizona, said, no, I won't. And Bill laughed and said, sheriff, shut up, sit down, I'll arrest you. And the sheriff said, no, I don't think so. They went all the way to the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, and Sheriff Richard Mack and others beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. And the decision is that one of the greatest 10th Amendment decisions ever rendered. Okay, in U.S. history, it basically said, look, there are dual sovereigns here. There are checks and balances. And you know what? The federal government has no authority in a state where there's a governor, an executive branch, where there's a judicial system, a judicial branch, where there's a legislative body, a legislative branch, all the way down to the county level. There is no authority for the feds to demand or mandate, etc., any local official to do anything. Well, most people don't even know about Sheriff Richard Mack's incredible win at the Supreme Court where he beat Bill Clinton. Nobody knows about that because the mainstream press failed to tell you, folks. But I, on your radio, shall deliver the God-given news. Why do I say God-given? Because I believe that God was at the helm rendering that decision for states' rights. You ask the good sheriff someday if you meet him, shake his hand, look him in the eye. Do you believe God helped you prevail in your Supreme Court decision? And you see what his answer is. All right, anyway, lockdown, level liberty around the world. James Bavard with the piece. He's talking about how these lockdowns have really been a shutdown of liberty everywhere, worldwide. It's bad in America, folks, but it's worse, way worse in other countries. You don't hear about it because the mainstream press in America doesn't tell you, but I'm telling you right now, it's dangerous. We've got to stand for the sacred cause of liberty, for if the United States falls, I don't know what hope is left. The United States is the great country. In fact, many, many, many constitutions around the world have been templated off of the United States Constitution. Isn't that a blessing for us to share the principles of liberty with the rest of the world, making other countries great in the process, helping them understand checks and balances and the sharing of power and that government's above nothing, God is above government, right? This fundamental principle was unique in the day of the founders, but has proven successful as we look back over the last couple of hundred years of success. Why are we starting to fail now? Because we're turning away from the principles I'm articulating. That's why. It's obvious as all get out, if you're willing to think. Next headline is kind of in jest, if you will, but serious at the same time, an article written by Jacob Hornberger. What next? Spear control? And he mocks the idea that we had an armed insurrection at the Capitol. Nobody was armed. They didn't have any guns. Nobody took guns away. But yet a guy had a spear and he was dressed up like a goofball. And so now it's spear control we got to have. He jokes, but he highlights some very fundamental principles in the great article highlighted by Lowell Nelson yesterday on the broadcast, written by Jacob Hornberger. We also talked about two of the governors that are reopening your states, how to defeat the attacks against you, an incredible article written by John Rappaport. We talked about that. We also talked about Ireland suspends AstraZeneca vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine amid blood clot reports. So now they say, hey, these vaccines are starting to give people blood clots. Danish, Norwegian, and Icelandic authorities have also taken similar precautionary steps. Now, why don't you hear about that in America? because it's news the networks refuse to use. They won't tell you. They don't want you to know about this. They don't want you. They love the narrative. They get money from Big Pharma. They're in bed with government. If they choose to go against government and Big Pharma, they'll be cut off like I've been from Twitter. Yeah, because I dared to say there's a study about elderly people in Israel and how the vaccines are killing people 40 times more than the disease or the coronavirus itself. And all I did was report on the report coming out from these physicians, and Twitter shut me down saying I can't, you know, peddle that fake news that's harmful. What's going on in America, folks? The answer is a big violation of your First Amendment. That's what's going on. Vaccine versus the virus. Fatalities skyrocket as COVID vaccines increase. In fact, I just saw in the news, a fully healthy 39-year-old woman, a mother in Utah, took the vaccine, died. It's headlines in the mainstream press, but they're not really saying it's the vaccine. She was just healthy, took the vaccine, and hours later, dead. Of course, you can't say that's cause and effect there now. You don't have the scientific mojo. You don't have the scientific, well, even if you do have the scientific wherewithal to make a claim like that and the licensing, then you're a quack. You're a nut. So you're not allowed to reject the official narrative, are you? Doesn't matter how truth it is. The real question, ladies and gentlemen, is am I more likely to die from the COVID or the vaccine? By the way, I say building your own health is much, much safer than taking the man-made experimental drug, RNA manipulating. It's not even a vaccine, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Not only did a healthy mother in Utah die, she was totally healthy, took the vaccine, dead. And not only are we not allowed to speculate about that in the media, or discuss it, or be concerned, or say an investigation should happen, they shut you down and kick you off all these platforms if you even speak of it. But now boxing legend, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, suddenly died shortly after getting the vaccine. Joe Kovacs wrote the piece for WND.com. How do you deal with that kind of a deal? Where you're not even allowed to mention this kind of stuff. But when these people die, they're totally healthy. They die right after taking the cocoa shot. How do you think anything different? Of course, they're not going to investigate. They're just going to tell you you're up in the night. But other countries are already canceling vaccines over these concerns, blood clots, etc. You know, this is sad to say. We can't even have an open dialogue anymore. The genius of America is being put in a bottle. We better stand up. You better fund new media taking center stage, radio stations and organizations and talk shows while you've got the opportunity, because otherwise they'll be... That's right, silenced. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally, would you please? Every penny will help us grow. And as we don't have the mainstream platforms that we used to have, Facebook, Twitter, etc. So far, Liberty Roundtable is still on Facebook, by the way. But they've given us grief, too. Anyway, I digress, except to say that we really need to fund the new media while we have the opportunity, or I'm telling you it'll be gone. You know what? We can fund it with our own money. We could do our very best to stand up for it. We can, you know, do a lot of good things. But I'm telling you, we can't do everything. And I'm telling you that we need to stand up while we have the chance. All right, second hour yesterday, we had our guest on, Dr. Scott Bradley. His collegiate series and website and his life has been dedicated to preserve the nation. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com, with webinars weekly, 1,000-plus videos available, his collegiate series available, and more. His collegiate series is a book. It's stand-up DVD lectures and more, educating folks on how to preserve the nation the founding father-esque way, if you will. freedomsrisingsun.com. Well, with Dr. Bradley, we talked about the Proud Boys get bigger as the police looked away. New York Times. Proud Boys accused of leading a mob to Congress followed a bloody path to get there, they write. Anyway, it's a very interesting discussion because I'm telling you right now, the Proud Boys are out of control, and Donald Trump jettisoned and disavowed the Proud Boys, as do I. They're violent. They have a history of violence, and I reject all violence, not just the violence of the left. They claim these are hard right folks. All of them. I jettison the left-right paradigm, people. Violence is bad. The only time violence is okay is if it's in self-defense and if it's a situation where violence will prevent future violence. Let me give you an example. Somebody goes ballistic with a gun, and somebody uses a gun to stop them. That's not violence to begat violence or for violence's sake or to lord over one. It is really a desire to stop more violence, right? Whether the cops do it or whether a constitutional carry person does it or whoever, the good news is that they're standing up to prevent greater violence, okay? So self-defense, God-given unalienable right of self-defense is critical and vital in America and around the world. But let's be very clear. The violence has got to stop, and I don't care which, quote, sector of labeling it comes from. We stand against it. Anyway, Trump stood against the Proud Boys, so do we. Now the Proud Boys get protection from the cops. Who gives them funding? We ought to be digging into big time as well. Nevertheless, I digress, except to say that Proud Boys, nobody agrees with these people. They're whacked out nuts. But the cops helped them. The government helped them, from the local cops all the way up to the FBI, ladies and gentlemen. Now tomorrow we're going to have James Edwards on with me for 2 hours. He's going to chronicle some of the Proud Boy details of how they got their start, who they are, etc., etc. They're dangerous people, folks. And they ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for their abuses. By the way, out of the couple of hundred people that got arrested at the Capitol, we'll see how many convictions they really get. Many of them are innocent. But I say they're all innocent until proven guilty. That's proven by the government as guilty. But many of these Proud Boys, ladies and gentlemen, are bad people. And you know what? They need to be prosecuted. But out of the 200 that got arrested or so, 275, whatever the number is, 100-plus of them are the Proud Boys. That's not a Trump insurrection. They say it's a Trump insurrection because they claim that these people are right-wing. I submit to you that the Proud Boys are not right-wing, folks. Okay? This is important to understand. This is important to understand. The Proud Boys are not conservative. Trump didn't agree with these people at all. It's a lie to say that he did. This is the news the networks refuse to use stuff. that I'm talking about, right? This is really important stuff to understand, ladies and gentlemen. The Proud Boys are bad people, right? It's really important to understand this. Okay? Now, I'm telling you, the Proud Boys are bad people. All right? For example, Gavin McGinnis is one of the leaders, right? Who is that guy? Who is Gavin? Who are the Proud Boys? A little bit of understanding of who they are is really important, folks. All right? Gavin McGinnis, the Proud Boys aren't our people, aren't Trump's people, not even close. Right? All right. They say supremacists have seized the OK sign as their own. I don't even know what that means. Right? What the heck does that even mean? Right? Supremacists? Are the Proud Boys supremacists? I don't think so. But they say three more face charges. Yeah. Anyway, it goes on. It's a big old article. Okay? But I'm telling you right now, the Proud Boys are one of the great leaders of the insurrection. But the Proud Boys are not part of Trump. Not in any way. To suggest they are is a lie. Then they talk about the coordinating forces inside the mob. Right? We've got to stop these lies, folks, in the media. Suggesting the Proud Boys are the problem. Now, I'm not defending the Proud Boys. But are they the problem? I think they are. Now you say, what, Sam? You just said they weren't the problem. Well, let me explain. Are the Proud Boys good? No. I believe they're evil. They've got a bad ideology. And are they wrong? Yes. Are they part of the problem? Absolutely, but they're not the problem. Why do I say that? Because the Proud Boys could be shut down as terrorists immediately if we wanted to. We could look at their violent acts on the local level and prosecute to the full extent of the law, and most of these people would be in jail for their crimes right now. But no, the cops looked the other way, all the way up to the FBI looked the other way, and now the Proud Boys have a lot of money. Where do they get it from? And they can appear everywhere. How do they get that done? And they have been kind of protected. So the biggest problem is not the Proud Boys, although they are a problem. I'm not defending them. I'm not saying they're good. They're evil. But when you say Proud Boys got bigger as cops looked away, it highlights the truth. Which is, how did all that happen? How did the Proud Boys get bigger while the cops looked away? The answer, the government is involved with the Proud Boys. The government is backing, endorsing, and protecting the Proud Boys. You say, how can that be, Sam? I'll explain it to you. Because when somebody gets beat up by a Proud Boy, the beat up person, the victim, is the one charged. That isn't even giving a soft sentence to a Proud Boy. That's protecting a Proud Boy, knowing full well of the truth, but blaming it on the victim. All right, this has got to stop. Proud Boys are evil. We'll talk about them in detail tomorrow. Move it on to the next immigration discussion on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California, who led a delegation of 12 GOP members on a tour of the border in El Paso, Texas Monday, blamed the influx in border crossings and apprehensions on the Biden administration's immigration policies and decision to stop the construction of the border wall. The Senate has confirmed Deb Haaland, a member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe in New Mexico, as President Biden's pick to lead the Department of the Interior. Haaland's confirmation marks the first Native American to be appointed as cabinet secretary in history. Three people were killed and six injured Monday morning when a driver drove into pedestrians near San Diego City College in California. A 71-year-old driver in a Volvo station wagon veered into the sidewalk under a bridge around 9 a.m. San Diego Police Department says the driver stopped and attempted to render aid to the victims. He identified himself to responding officers and was detained on suspicion of driving while impaired. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Many of us woke up Christmas morning to the news there was an explosion in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. The FBI has released an update to the event. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The FBI says the man who exploded a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day was suffering from paranoia and was heavily influenced by conspiracy theories. However, they don't believe that Anthony Quinn Warner was motivated by any social or political ideology. In a statement Monday, the FBI said that Warner had acted alone in building and detonating the explosive and that he chose the location and timing of the bombing so that it would be impactful, but minimize the possibility of causing undue injuries. Dozens of businesses were damaged in the blast, but Warner was the only fatality.
Three vehicles in the area were ablaze after the bombing. At least 41 businesses were damaged. One building located across the street from the site of the bombing did collapse. 14 spring training games today in Major League Baseball. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. The last game starts at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we covered so much news in the last broadcast, Monday's two-hour live session, that we're still involved in the recap of that broadcast. Moving to the border. Border crisis, quote, record numbers of migrant children are being held in grim cages. Grim cage-like cells for longer than is legal. It's no coincidence, ladies and gentlemen, that as soon as Joe Biden took office, there was a huge surge of immigrants coming into our country. Illegally, let's be clear, illegally against the law. Some of them even wore Joe Biden shirts. Yeah. Emblazoned with the words, Biden, please let us in, a reference to a promise that he made. So when they crossed the border, they were wearing Biden, please let us in shirts. Joe Biden's own Secretary of Homeland Security just admitted in a leaked email, there's an overwhelming number of illegal immigrants pouring into America, folks. Reuters, believe it or not, even reports that Mexican leaders, including left-wing president Andres Manuel, fears that the Biden administration is stoking illegal immigration and creating business for organized crime. Now, that's an interesting thing. Stoking immigration, in other words, stoking illegality and promoting crime. the border crisis, ladies and gentlemen, is so bad that the migrant facility is at 729% capacity. Children are taking turns sleeping on the floor. No showers. They can't get cleaned up. Unsanitary. Now, I asked you a question, ladies and gentlemen. How come when Barack Obama promoted children in cages and facilities that are problematic, no one said a word? He's the one that built a lot of that. How come when Donald Trump took office, they beat Donald up, saying that he's dividing families, he's evil, he's unkind to the children? And now Joe Biden takes office, and I don't hear much about the abuse going on. I don't hear much about the crisis, although it is a crisis. I hear from alternative news sources and et cetera, states, leaders, Border Patrol, everybody but the President of the United States, who remains silent, who's denying there's even a crisis. But while he denies there's a crisis, his credibility is destroyed because now Biden deploys FEMA to the U.S. border amid surge of teen migrants, so teen illegals. Now, why would you deploy FEMA there if there's no crisis? All right, why would you, with the Obama administration having children in cages and Obama and then Biden both having children in cages, if you will, why blame Trump in the middle but lay off the other two presidents? Because the mainstream press is dishonest and evil. That's why. Okay, they're peddling fake news like you've never seen before. Intentional fake news, though. It's not just opinion or differings in thoughts or beliefs or even different facts that you can cite, different pieces of the puzzle, if you will. It is intentional, dishonest, fake news peddling. Texas Senator John Cornyn said that Mexican cartels are making huge profits from human smuggling during the current border crisis. What people need to understand is these are criminal organizations, he finishes. Now, remember when Donald Trump said the illegals are coming across the border and some of them are rapists and murderers and drug peddlers and everything else, and we got to stop them, and everybody mocked President Donald J. Trump for telling the truth. They literally laughed and went, "You're crazy. You hate Mexicans. You're a racist. How dare you say to the good people of Mexico and to the good people who want to come across the border for a better life, how dare you say this about them? Rapists, are you kidding me? What a racist." And now we're finding out that is exactly as President Donald J. Trump said it was. Exactly like that, folks. Where is the accountability for the fake news spun by bureaucrats and professional do-gooders in the swamp? Backed by swamp drive-by media. Thank you, Rush. By swamp drive-by media. Okay, where's the accountability? Where's the comeuppance for their lies and their manipulations and their dishonest mocking of the President of the United States, who is right and protected America? It gets worse. Now A.J. Lauterbach, a five-time elected Texas, Jackson County, Texas sheriff, told the Epic Times, so you got to go to places like the Epic Times, Breitbart, WND.com, and others for real news, because the mainstream press intentionally deceives you. You, my fellow Americans, better turn off the press, the mainstream, and turn on news the networks refuse to use. Turn on the new media taking center stage while you can. Fund it, support it. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. We need your pennies to stay alive, to stay on the air. They're by hook and by crook and by dishonesty and by force shutting every one of us down. We need your support so we have the mojo to stay alive. Anyway, I digress. A.J. Lauterbach. He's the five-term sheriff of Jackson County, Texas, told the Epic Times that the Biden administration has dismantled every piece of the Immigration Naturalization Act. Now, who created the Immigration Naturalization Act? Congress, right? Who has the soul-making authority to make law, to change law? Answer, the legislative body, the legislature, right? The legislative branch. But Joe Biden has undermined and dismantled every piece of the Immigration Naturalization Act. See, Congress should be impeaching Joe right now. Why? Because he's dismantled their law. He has no authority to dismantle laws, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, they should be arresting Joe now. They should be prosecuting Joe and impeaching Joe immediately, but they won't. And the Republicans, you don't hear a peep out of those folks to do that either. You just hear Sam Bushman and A.J. Louderback and a few people, right? He also drops a bomb, this A.J. Louderback drops a bomb saying that the feds are sending shock communiques to non-citizens, in other words, to illegals who are breaching our border, okay? So they get turned away at the border by the Border Patrol based on our laws, okay? But now the Biden administration is sending key secret communiques. The feds are inviting rejected illegals to come back. Yeah, this is documented by Elizabeth Stauffer in the Western Journal. The Western Journal, one of the groups doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job as well, ladies and gentlemen. So I bring this up. You got a sheriff, you got a senator, you've got people speaking out. You got the Mexican president even opposing whacked out Joe. Joe is undermining our laws on the border, and he should be criminally prosecuted for his abuse. He's took an oath to uphold the Constitution for the United States of America and to protect America from enemies, foreign and domestic. And he's literally sending communiques to illegals saying, please come back. I know that my Border Patrol turned you away based on the laws of this land, but I'm going to invite you back via special communique. Okay, this is criminal activity. The president does not have authority to undermine current law. He does not have the authority to set aside law. He doesn't have the authority to change or make law. Okay, he's in the wrong branch of government. He's the executive. He can't create edicts like a king. But I don't hear any Republicans howling to the high heavens about this. We should be defending Donald Trump's position, and we should be rejecting Joe Biden's whacked out undermining of the law, and we should be prosecuting and impeaching Joe, and we should be doing it now. But of course, the Republicans, the feckless Republicans, remain silent, don't they? There's a few that are standing up, but the very few. The majority, I mean, when's Mitt Romney going to beat up Joe on the border? See? Texas Governor Greg Abbott is speaking out, though, and good for the governor down there. Border Patrol agents, quote, told me drug cartels are getting rich off Biden's border crisis. Did you hear me? Governor Greg Abbott says, Border Patrol agents tell me that Joe Biden is wrong. And drug cartels are getting rich off Joe Biden's stance. So he's undermining the law, and now drug cartels are getting rich? Folks, where's the hearings? Where's the accountability? Where's the impeachment proceedings on Joe? Don't know. Republicans are just wimpy. That's why I don't know that electing Republicans is the answer. Why aren't they standing with President Donald J. Trump on this and saying Trump was right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, moving to pro-life for the next segment. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. Donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. We could use every penny, and we promise we'll use it to grow our presence in the media and tell the tale of liberty like nobody's business.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, this is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. The new media taking center stage, that's for sure, for those who are, well, for those who have eyes to see and those who have ears to listen, right? Texas Governor Greg Abbott doing a great job saying that drug cartels are getting rich because of the crisis created by Joe Biden on the border. Joe Biden undermining current law in America, and he should be impeached over it, but nobody's saying much except for me. I want to know why. Why aren't these people calling Joe on the carpet for his illegality, for his undermining of current law in America, right? Very serious. All right, why we must defend and protect the Hyde and the Helms Amendments. Jonathan Abamont, Population Research Council, POP.org. Now, Stephen Mosher has been on this broadcast many times over the years. POP.org, that's the Population Research Institute, does a phenomenal job. And we've worked with them for years, and we're appreciative of their leadership, their involvement, really highlighting the problems of China, highlighting the pro-death agenda around the world funded by U.S. tax dollars and more. Anyway, does a great job. But this article is very interesting because it talks about we need to defend. Why we must defend the Hyde and Helms Amendments. Okay, I don't know if you know what the Hyde and the Helms Amendments are, folks, but they are amendments that have been passed a long time ago that protect pro-life. What they really say is, you know what, let's not spend taxpayer dollars on abortions. Do they do enough? No. Are they better than, you know, nothing? By all means. We're going to take everything we can get, right? Anyway, the amendments are more complicated than I'm simplifying, but suffice it to say, for a long time, Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, whatever words you want to use for the divide they try to create, have kind of had an understanding that, look, we're not going to breach the Hyde and the Helms Amendments. We're going to let those stand. And it's been kind of a, I don't know if I like this word, but it's a quid pro quo kind of a thing. And as a result, there's been more pro-life than without them. So it's good for the Hyde and the Helms Amendments, and it's good that they've kind of had a quid pro quo to leave it alone. But now, under Biden's leadership, the Democrats are taking off the gloves, and they want to jettison, circumvent, water down, whatever words you want to use here, the Hyde and the Helms Amendments. What would be the result? More taxpayer dollars going to murder, to abortion, and more attack on life, and using our tax dollars for that attack. Okay, folks, it has got to stop, okay? We have got to realize what's being done to us. The Democrats are going for broke on a variety of things, and I don't mean to focus on the Democrats as a group, except for, you know, it's hard not to. Even though I don't believe in the left-right paradigm or the Democrat-Republican divide or any of those things, right? I don't think that's the answer. But when most Democrats, almost all, if not all, vote for something, and most Republicans, if not all, vote against that, or maybe the vice versa is true, depending on the legislative piece in question or under discussion, it's hard not to think Republican-Democrat, right? Now, I know that Republicans want to score brownie points when they're not the majority, when they don't have power. They like to pretend that, oh, we're for the right, and they vote really well. But when it comes down to them leading and when they're in power, they don't stick together so well. They don't vote so well. I'll give you an example to make the point. Obamacare. We could have put a death nail in Obamacare, socialist government health care, while the Republicans had the House, the Senate, the White House, and the courts, but they didn't do it. Now, they voted over and over and over at least 40 times to get rid of Obamacare when they were the minority, when they couldn't get it done. But the second they had real power to make it happen, they waffled. They had dissenters to the point where they couldn't get it done. Therefore, it's really difficult to decide who's who. It's really difficult to understand, were they really trying to get rid of it, or was it just showmanship because they knew that it wouldn't pass, so they wanted to get brownie points as if they were for something that they publicly should be for and that the people expect them to be for, but yet secretly behind the scenes they're against. I don't know. But I know this. They voted over 40 times to jettison Obamacare, to stick a death nail in it completely. But then when they had power, they didn't do it. I don't know how or why, or I'm not a behind the scenes. I don't know all the answers. And I'm not really a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy realist. And when there's conspiracy evidence, then I take that evidence and look at it and say, maybe this is conspiracy fact. But in this case, I don't have any evidence or any knowledge. I just know the facts. The fact is they voted over and over and over and over to jettison Obamacare when they were the minority and couldn't really get it done. But the second they had real majority control to where they could have got it done, it never happened. Now, that's a fact. And thank heavens for President Donald J. Trump at the time. He used his oath of office to say, Congress, this is wrong. You don't have authority to force everyone into a socialist mecca of government health care. You have legislative authority, but not to cross those lines of socialism. Therefore, I'm going to desocialize some of it. And he stopped mandates that were really unconstitutional and illegal. Good for President Trump. But the rest of the Republicans didn't go along with him. If they had, we would have had a slam dunk, ladies and gentlemen, against Obamacare, against, quote, socialized medicine, right? That's what I'm talking about. All right, anyway, I digress. But I'm telling you, we got to defend the hide in the helm amendments and stand for pro-life, folks. But the Democrats are coming for even that. Really, they're taking off the gloves and trying to remake America like you would not believe. It is incredible, the abuse that we're taking right now. All right, the military's as whacked out as ever. Instead of being, you know what, military ready for anything that should come our way, to protect America from enemies, foreign and domestic, the military had what they called a gender-neutral fitness test. And that gender-neutral fitness test was already kind of, pardon the phrase, dumbed down or simplified so that women could supposedly pass it. And they thought they had tweaked it a little bit to kind of favor women, etc., and transgenders, etc., etc., etc. But now it's even worse. Why? Military stops gender-neutral fitness test. Why? Because females fail. Yeah, so even the gender-neutral test that's been dumbed down that they came up with, women are failing at an alarming rate compared to men. And so they're now wanting to stop the gender-neutral fitness test, and they're thinking about softening it even further. Or maybe making a different test for men and women. And if this isn't ammunition, if you will, virtually speaking, don't go off and take my words out of context, okay? If this isn't anecdotal evidence, if this isn't where the rubber meets the road on such topics, if you will, I don't know any better example. When they say there's no difference between male and female, they jettison and deny God and science. But even if you go along with their dishonest lies, in my opinion, backed by satanic influence, because God created us male and female, the gender reality is not a game. It's a scientific fact and a God-ordained reality. But if they deny all that, then they say men and women are the same. You can wake up and just have gender fluidity or be called whatever you want or gender neutral and pretend there's no genders. This should stop them in their tracks for honest, moral thinking people. When the military creates a gender-neutral fitness test, and males can pass it pretty much all the time. I mean, there's failures for everything, right? But men who work at it can pass it. Women, for the most part, cannot. Now, is it that women are not capable? No. Is it that women are not good people? No. Is it that women are somehow inferior? No. It's that God ordained male and female to have different roles and responsibilities. And the male and female relationship is not a competition. It is not something that you can blur out of existence. It's scientifically evidential reality, folks. Okay, male and female are designed to be complementary to one another, not adversarial. God didn't mean for men to lord over women or to be superior to women. Okay, even the term fairer sex illustrates that women have a unique quality that men do not. This is not a battle of the sexes. This is not a blurring of the sexes. This is an acknowledgement of God created male and female as complementary to one another, and scientific reality backs that fact. Women are not as big, not as strong by nature as men are. That doesn't mean they're inferior. It just means they have a different set of talents that God has brought together for the blessings of family, for the blessings of, well, God had ordained men to be blessed by women and women to be blessed by men as their unique traits come together in this great creation of God Almighty. Okay, but they want to deny this. They want to deny God. They want to deny science. And now, set aside God and science, now it's just a pure problem. Because the military is being forced to stop their gender-neutral fitness test because women are failing at an alarming rate and it's just not working out. And I don't mean to be rude, but I don't know any better way to, pardon the pun, put it in the face of those who are, what, gender deniers? Binary male-female deniers? Look, you can have all the... I'm trying to think of the right word and being polite on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. You can have all the baloney you want to, but you know what? The truth shall make you free. And the truth is that the military is being forced to stop the gender-neutral games. I mean fitness tests, because women can't pass it. That's why. Females are failing, folks, at an alarming rate, and they don't know what to do. Well, it just proves the point that I've been making with God and family and science and every other point. There you go. And if you want another feather in the cap to highlight why men that become transgender men and become women should not be participating in female athletics, this is exactly why. Because male and female are different, and males are dominant when it comes to strength and power and size compared to females. That doesn't mean that females don't have other talents of equality. They do, without a doubt. But if you want evidence, there it is. So the military stops the gender-neutral tests and the gender-neutral fitness test, while at the same time, people are starting to come to their senses and say, wait a minute, we can't have men in female athletics. That just won't work. By the way, a quick side note before the end of the hour. Senator Mitt Romney reportedly recovering from a weekend fall. Our prayers are with Mitt Romney. Now, I don't agree with him on anything, hardly, folks. I think the guy's a nutcase. But I am sad that he fell, and I hope he recovers well. This is the civility that we need to garner in America, ladies and gentlemen. I can disagree politically with a lot of people, but when it comes to personal issues, let's be kind and friends. If they're your neighbors, be gentle and kind. Be loving and forgiving. You know what? Say we disagree on this, but we can agree to disagree agreeably. We can be kind. So my prayers are with Mitt Romney. If he fell, I hope he gets better soon. And I hope there's less pain and more recovery in his life, and I also hope he comes to his senses on politics, huh? All right, hour one in the can, two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.